Okay, good morning. We're holding up here Simchav Gimel towards the end by Simchav Vav. B'chol ha'ishikarim b'Torah o'imach kach chatzi kaddish. Whenever we read the Torah, we say chatzi kaddish afterwards. Levad mimincha b'Shabbos, mimincha b'Tainis, she'esem chenal ha'kaddish shayim b'fnei tefillah shmoneh esrei. Then we're simcha on the kaddish that we say before tefillah shmoneh esrei. On Mondays and Thursdays, we say the Shat says after the Hagba, those Yiratzins, which he can start the Yiratzins right away. The Mishmur says he doesn't have to wait until the Goyla finishes the Glila. The minig is to start right away while the Goylul is being Goylul. I think by the Sephardim, they know to say the Yiratzai. They're not know to say the Yiratzai, right? Anyone? Or only on certain days. We don't say Yiratzin. Think on those that don't say Tachlin on your sites, but they will say Yiratzin. But otherwise, in general, if there's no Tachlin that day, then there's no Yiratzin. Sivchafei Achka Chuchnisin Sefer Aron HaKodesh. Afterwards, we bring the Sefer Torah to the Aron HaKodesh. There's a mitzvah on each person that the Sefer Torah passes in front of him. So you have each person that passed by. We mentioned earlier the minig is that you don't have to go be malavin until the Aron HaKodesh, but to take a few steps. If it's passing in front of you, you should take a few steps behind it. The Magbi and the Goylol, there's something also that's kedai to know. If you're the Magbi or the Goylol, you're supposed to stand there, wait for them to bring the Sefer Torah back, and then you follow behind it. Siv Chavtes, v'malkum shein Sefer Torah, korei echam yitei chumish v'korayim, korayim, in a place where there's no Sefer Torah. So then you have someone read from a chumash out loud. Obviously, it's without a bracha, and you don't call up people. You don't call people up by their name like the minig to Sefer Torah. But what the Baal Kayyeh will read the whole thing out loud straight in front of them, and purely kedesh leishtakhu, so they shouldn't forget the din of kriya. If Lamed Asar Shem Spalim Elam Sefer Torah Likrois, you have 10 people davening and they don't have a Sefer Torah to read. Ein Mevilim Sefer Torah Litzach Akriya Afilahim Chavushim Beveis Asurim. We don't bring them a Sefer Torah even if they're locked up in jail. Afil Rashanim Yom Kippurim Yom Vitz Rashanim Yom Kippur. Shbur says there's Davka when there's not 10 people over there. But if there's 10 people over there locked up, then it's mutter. Right? It's loved after chavushim, or it's anytime people can't come. Let's say you have 10 sick people or weak people that cannot come to a shul, so then you can bring the Sefer Torah over there. Now,
what's the problem
here? You're not supposed to bring a Sefer Torah from one place to another place. Now, ach imechinim yoyim yomayim mikoydim aron, but if they prepared a day or two before Orin, or Lemaisa Dachrin bring down even if they prepared that day, Orin, the Sefer should be able to stay in there. Then others, there's a Mokim Mukhin for the Sefer Torah. Yeah, we call him Orin Atev Shais and Mokim Kavul and Sefer Torah Mutta. Then it'll be Mutta. Now, therefore, let's say sometimes there's groups that are going away to some city, and they're not sure if the Sefer Torah over there are kosher or not. They want to bring a Sefer Torah along with them. So they have to make sure that over there, in the place they're going to, there's an Aron HaKodesh to put in it. It has to be a mock. And when they're traveling, you should not put it in the trunk. It should be with where the people are sitting. Right? Sometimes when they bring Sefer Torah from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz or Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, they pay for extra seat. But the Sefer Torah, it's not coveting to send it down on the bottom. Also, it's not brought down beferish in halacha. If you need, when you bring a Sefer Torah from one place to another place, if you need malavim or not. However, the minig is that if you're taking a Sefer Torah from one rishus to another rishus, and it's in the same rishus with mekel, right? You see it in shuls all in shtiblach all time. They take it from one room to the other room. So that would make all that you just take the Sefer Torah from one room to another. However, the minhag is if you're going to another Rishus, you bring it from one place to another place, you should have three malavim, the one that's carrying it and another two. But if the Torah is wrapped in a talis, then that's enough. This I heard from Rabbi Yosef Lieberman once. Okay? Or the Tzarech Adam Chashiv. It's for Adam Chashev, so it's Chashev and Torah. Avu Chayla, and he's weak. Mutalav, he gam the Tzarech HaKri Levat. V'yeish ayrim del Adam Chashev, afila ene Chayla. Al Chayla, afila ene Adam Chashev, Mutta. This comes up a lot of times, there's Avelim. Avelim, there's a Rachman Atzan, there's Aval. And there's no Sefer Torah in the Beis Aval. So, should they bring or they shouldn't bring? So, but since there's a minion since there's a minion over there, so they make all to bring. V'yesh la'akol b'shabes pashas zocha pashas para p'nei sheyesh oim v'shein doi raisa. The more make over there. Okay, so that's the simon of dinim of kriyas Sefer Torah. The next thing is Dinim Nimtza Tos of Sulba Sefer Torah. We'll go through it, but again, we can go through it quickly. And hopefully we'll be able to still get to the next two Siman, which I thought we'll finish this Siman. But let's see. In Nimtza Sefer Torah, Psul Machmas Tos. If you find in a Sefer Torah which is a Psul because of a Tos, Imu Tos Gomor. If it's a Taz Gomor, which I'll explain soon, Ein Karim Boy. Mitzrich Loitzi Sefer Torah Achim. You have to take out another Sefer Torah. Ezeu Taz Gomor. What's considered Taz Gomor? Kigoin Sheyese Oichosar. There's extra or missing. But we're talking about over here extra word or extra letter. Or sometimes you could have. There's a Kri and a Ksiv, right? There's certain words in the Torah which you read one way and they're written another way. And the Sefer wrote it the other way. They wrote it like the Kri. So this is considered a Taz Gomor. So there's a switch of the letters which switched around. This is an akud over here, right? Instead of saying keves, it says kesev. Or it says simla salma. Nachnu, anachnu. Words which were mishtan in the Kriya. You're going tumim, tumim, migrasheim, migrasheim. So he gives examples. Vafi shapir shushava. Even though they're the same. Komagam kim shakriya ni shava. Have it taught us gama. So we say nischalif afilo is achas, it was switched around in a way that the kriya is changed. Even if the pirish is not changed, but the kriya is changed. You can read it the way it's supposed to be written. Or if it was mishtana the pirish, they say, right? I mean, even if the pronunciation is not changed, but like v'nimtza damai, v'nimtza damai, where it means to with a hey at the end, and it was written with an aleph, v'nimtza with an aleph damai. Or me'en yivami, which spelled without a yud, akopanim. There's a shini in the pirish. Kigoyim pas truma ama v'chetzi rochba ima makim rochba nimtzik siv rochba behei. Afi shechayin lekroyis is a beis b'chaylim. Kamon kivin shekasher shehu kasev. Since the way it's written, if it tosh shemishtana pirish. If he gam kein toz gomer, aval im a toz be inyan sheinim shtan loya kriya ve loya pirish ki goy be mog shetarch li yoyis avoy sam bevav achar abeiz nimsa beloy vav oy be hippich b'chere mog shetarch li yoyis mole yud shimushes there's a ki goy na ava seichem nimsa chase yud oy be hippich b'chere kol ka yoyitz vizeh. So, and if there's the similar ideas, if where there's supposed to be Isis Gedolos, where there's a bigger letter, or supposed to be a smaller letter, Zahira, like the Yikra differently, or where there's supposed to be Ayin Hafach, or Nun Hafach, right? Or there's Pays, different things we have in the Torah, which were given over to us, Mimsaira. Which there's no shino in the pirish or in the kriya, so then and sometimes there's nekudos like by ayesara. Okay, emetzin sefer achal fishen sefer ter shalom meduyakim kol kach shenayim shachal yeyse kasha. And there's Avalim chaser yud shiroshes, a yud of the shirish, goy malacha hoga altiri, ksivtiri, without a yud, below yud achatov, ay altira avram ksivtiro, tzirchon loitzi sevter ach. Okay. Sevbeiz nimtze tevachis chalukat shenirz kishtaim, if there's a word which is, seems to be split into two. You show it to a, sometimes we, certain things we show it to a tinik, the lechakim or tipish, who's not smart, meaning he's not smart enough that he'll figure out the word just from seeing it. He's not tipish, he knows letters, he knows that. So you show it to him, and he says it looks like two words. Oishin skarvash te tevois, vinirs kachas. You show it to a child, and he says it looks like one word. Ashnimsa Tevi Yisera Benshi Tevi Zara Ashen Kaim Kaim Klal Benshi Nichtava Tevi Achas Kfula was written over a second time, extra word. Chenimsa Shini Vitzuris Aparashis Kaim Psucha B'makim Stumas Makim Psucha and certain Parashis Apsucha Stumas Ayhefzik Parasha B'makim She'enei Tzarech. Oh, he made that space over there where it's not needed. He makes stuck there. He has sick parsha ve'enoy. He didn't make the space. Kol elu psulim gemurim. V'tzrich loitzi sefer Torah. Take out another sefer Torah. Okay. Those
What about those people that are the thing they're gonna put in the place to get you? Should I have an arrow?